Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klal Chabzayim, Simon Tesvov. So he deals with an interesting situation. So we know that a person can daven Maariv early, from Plaga Mincha and Amrit, a person can daven Maariv. And what about the situation? Retova hispalo arbis imatzibur miba odyon. A person daven Maariv, and there's many times Tosfos even points out that they would daven Maariv when it was still daylight, because at nighttime they didn't have the street lights that we have, etc. And walking out at nighttime was dangerous. Animals, bandits, potholes, pits, all those wonderful things they could fall into. So they would daven Maariv early. So he davened with the tzibur mibajam. And now, benizker shlo hispalo mincha. He realizes that he did not daven mincha yet. It's already, he already davened Maariv, which means he has, as it were, declared that it's nighttime, because he's allowing himself to daven Maariv. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, that a person can daven Maariv from Plaga Mincha and onwards, and we rely on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. More commonly, a person makes early Shabbos, that type of situation. But they used to daven this throughout the week. And now he has the situation, once he daven Maariv, so what does he do with Mincha? Can he correct himself in daven Mincha? So the Chayadim says, Kimin Shoha Yashogeg, Ashisabra Demutal Hispala Arbis Kara Mincha. Either he forgot, or he thought you can do both. He's in the shul, the davening Maariv, we'll daven Maariv with the shul, and then go back and daven Mincha. So, which is, we'll assume for now that that's not correct, but even so, it's a mistake. So that's a, we said before, a person who's a shogeg, there's a loch of tashlumen. So mispel achakach l'tashlumen, so he can daven Maariv once for Maariv, and then, which he just did, and now daven a second time as a tashlumen for Mincha. Okay, vim hu rosh chodesh, maskibor rosh chodesh. And if Erev, the Mincha was Erev Rosh Chodesh, which there's no chiyuv to say Yalav Yavo in that Mincha. But now it's already Maariv, it's the night of Rosh Chodesh. So since he's davening Tashlumen for Mincha, he mentions Yalav Yavo. Now this point of the Chayadim is interesting. The Morgan of Rome, which is the source for this, actually says it a little bit differently. He says, first of all, it could be you're allowed to daven Mincha after Maariv. And even if you're not allowed to daven Mincha after Maariv, you can daven Maariv as Tashlumen. So he says, B'manashach, you're going to daven twice, either the second one as Mincha, and the fact that it's out of order, and the fact that you've davened Maariv early, and you, as it were, made at nighttime, maybe does not preclude you from davening Mincha. And even if it does, you can say a Tashlumen. Now, then the Magen Rom continues and says that you say Yalav Yavoi. So the Chayadim says, so which opinion of the Magen Rom is the primary thought? If it's true that you're davening Mincha after Maariv, not as Tashlumen, but actually for Mincha, so why would you say Yalav Yavoi in it? Yalav Yavoi is for Rosh Chodesh. This is still the Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh. If, however, you understand it, it's din of tashlumen, so that's what we said before, that in the situation of tashlumen, you daven l'charchila, the same Shmoneh Esrei that you're using for the Iker tefillah as we use for the tashlumen, and since it's Maariv already, and it's Rosh Chodesh already, so you would say Yalla V'yavo. The fact that the Chayadim says that you say Yalla V'yavo, the fact that the Magen Rom says that you say Yalav Yavo, the Chayyarim understands, means that the Magen Rom sees the understanding that it's Tashlumen is the primary understanding. So therefore, since it is really just a Tashlumen, not that you're davening Mincha for the Mincha, but you're davening Maariv as every Tashlumen for the Mincha, and since in Maariv you're supposed to say Yalav Yavo, you will say Yalav Yavo in the second tefillah as well. But had it been true that in this situation, the second tefillah is Mincha because it's still daylight and you can still daven Mincha even though you daven Maariv early, you would not say Yalav Yavo in the second tefillah. And if the Magen Rom is not sure which one is true, so it probably would be appropriate in that situation not to say an insertion which is not necessary, because we discussed before, an insertion which is not necessary gets halacha of a hefsek. So we don't want the person to be mafsik in Shemoneh Esrei inappropriately, so we would say Shev al Tasa, since by Marav B'di'evid, it's not Ma'akev. So even if it's Marav, and you're supposed to say Yalav Yavoy, B'di'evid, it's okay not saying it. And if it's for Mincha, you're not supposed to say Yalav Yavoy, but we wouldn't say it. So that the Chayyarim understands that the Magen Ram's main point is that really this is Marav, it's Tashlumen for Marav, so you say Yalav Yavoy in both Shemoneh Esreis, even though you're davening Mibad Yoyim, it's no longer the time for Mincha, since you daven Marav already. And you're davening two maravs, one for the marav and one for the tashlum for the mincha that you lost by davening marav first. Have a good day.